For many years I have built the kitchen fire in the morning, and when I told my wife how smart I had been for the last 30 years, she only said, "It takes a fool to build a fire." Speaking of fools puts me in mind that when I was a boy, some of my friends wanted to know how I was going to make a living when I grew up. I told them that I was going to be a farmer. They were somewhat surprised and said that anybody could be a farmer, making out that it was a business requiring little or no skill. There I got it again. Now I find that it takes lots of skill to even drive a cow. When a down east Yankee starts to drive cattle, he has a stick in one hand and a stone in the other, and hollers, "Way there! Way there!" And if the cattle don't go, they get the stick or the stone, and perhaps both at once. When a woman drives cattle, she will take her dress skirt and say, you boss. And if they don't go, the woman does. I once knew a girl that when she tried to drive the old milk cow out of the cornfield, tried coaxing, and as that did not work, she tried beating her with her hands. And finally she got so mad to think the old cow would not budge that she took her sunbonnet and struck the poor brute over the back with it. But the cow stood still and ate corn. The proper way to drive cattle, so considered in the West, is to be on the back of a good riding horse with 40 feet of rope coiled around the horn of the saddle. And when your horse gets to prancing nicely, you holler, "Halt! Halt there! Halt them!" And they always go.